Hello, my rappers! Today we have a special show for you out there. Today we have a guest called Tadashi and Yuki, all the way from Japan. It's a really interesting episode, I gotta say. You hear a little bit of English, you hear a little bit of Japanese. I hope you get it. It's awesome knowledge from a country far away from where I am at the moment. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much for listening. And let's rap talk with Tadashi and Yuki. Welcome to the show, Mr. Tadashi and Yuki from Design Labs from Japan. How are you doing today?
We are very fine, thank you.
I'm a little nervous and also very excited. Thank you for having me on this show. It's very honored.
Honored to have you both here today. I'm really looking forward into hearing how it is in Japan and hearing your story. So I think let's go at it. So my first question is, you mind telling us how you got started in the business?
I started with sign business first in 1991. I dropped out of my university. Then I started to help my father around that time. Martin Films launched in Japan, and I learned by myself watching people installing, but I did quite good. So many people around my father provide me a lot of works. I install lots of vinyl every day.
Do you remember your first rap?
Yes, my first rap was a bus rapping in 1988.
Huh.
I rapped city bus with an inkjet media, which didn't follow 3D in regard to color change. I did a full wrapping for my own Ferrari in matte black with calendar vinyl in 2006.
So you are used to hard materials?
Yes.
Tell us your first years in the industry. How was it for you? How was it in Japan back then?
I started color change business from 2008, but until 2011. There is new wrapping business, so I wrapped my friend's luxury cars at no charge, or I only charged for materials in Japan. No one knew what a wrapping was, so I worked almost free. To promote wrapping, I brought my matte black Ferrari to a circuit event. I joined it a Ferrari race. Many Ferrari owners kept asking me that, how much does it cost if I do the same? So I felt that maybe I could start wrapping business.
Mm-hmm. So did you think of, you started working with your father and then you started working alone. Do you have your own company? Do you work for others? How do you work, Tadashi?
Yes, I have own my company.
What makes you stand out as from other rappers in your area?
I'm not only a rapper. I run a sign and graphic company. I also have two wrapping factories and run a web shop for wrapping tools and materials. I'm a rapper as if working like my hobby. But of course, I'm very serious about my business. I go to many events all over the world to see the top rappers' techniques in person and talk to people about idea of business. I think I have many friends in the world.
Yes, that's right. That's where I met you also, at an event. I think it was in Las Vegas, I think it was. Or Fest, but I'm not really sure. Yeah. If I remember correctly, you were there with your wife, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, I think. I'm not sure.
Sorry. We saw so many people, so...
Don't worry. What I also wanted to ask you is, how big are your companies? How many people are you? Yeah, people.
Now we have 17 employees.
And you cover all Japan?
For sign business, yes.
Do you, if we go back a little bit in history, Tadashi, do you remember the turning point for you in the industry when you realized that things were going to pick up for you, when you saw a future in the business?
When I saw 60-inch bubble-free vinyl for the first time, I was using 36-inch marking film for signs. But it took long time to finish and didn't match the insulation free. Bubble-free vinyl could get rid of those situations. Also, many people start to use internet wrappers post as soon as they install cars. On Facebook or Instagram, our customers find it and come to me. That circulates through this market.
How is the wrapping market in Japan really now? Is it a price driven market, or is it a quality driven market, would you say?
The quality comes first.
少しずつはこう拡大していってる。Mm-hmm. だけど、
We see car wrapping color change has been the market has been getting bigger in Japan, but paint mm-hmm. protection film, it's much bigger.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And do you focus on companies, or were you chosen to focus on the personal side?
We actually focus on the companies for 90% of our customers of companies.
Are you focused on fleet wraps, or are you focused on single wraps?
Our main business is signs and graphics. So wrapping and color change and business comes second, actually. So, but still, Tadashi is almost working for wrapping recently. And so, yeah, he's been quite busy.
Is it because the business, the size of the market is not that big yet?
Yeah, that's right.
Or it's growing?
Yeah, and installers not in, we don't have many good installers.
Yeah, what is it that you and Tadashi like so much when you travel around the world and see so many installers? Is it the ideas you get? Is it the network? What is it that you like?
So Japan is an island. It's kind of isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think many Japanese are quite skilled, you know, they're skilled. They do, the handwork is quite tiny. We do a good job for handworks. And we can copy the watching like a YouTube or, you know, the good people, very hand techniques, skills, and we can...
ただ、学ぼうとしない。その、例えば、学びに行こうとしない。なかなか学びに行こうとしない民族です。
And that's why we don't go out from, we don't go out out of Japan, and because we can do it even we don't go outside of Japan. So people don't go outside of Japan. So, Japanese don't go out.
Don't travel that much. Okay.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
So when he saw the when Tadashi saw the Mr. Justin Pate came to Japan, and he was very surprised that the Justin's skill was really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to see the world and what exactly people are doing, and he wanted to see the people in person, and also he wanted to talk to them.
I understand. So you gain a lot of knowledge and you grow as a rapper, right?
Yes. And he likes having certificates.
It's good to have in the wall.
He likes trainings.
So I have an idea. I've seen, I saw a documentary a couple of years ago called Hero, Dreams of Sushi, I think it was called. And I think to myself that Japanese handcrafts are very good, very precise, perfection driven.
Yeah.
Would you say that that is correct for you, Tadashi? Are you a perfectionist?
すごくそう思っていた。だけど世界の
Before he went, he go out from Japan, he thought that he was good. But he saw the people in the world, the top people, he thought, oh my God, I'm nothing. So that he felt.
It's room for improvement.
Yes.
If we go back to your story, Tadashi, do you remember any big lessons that you have had where you have had a failure maybe that you consider really big, and once you look back at it, you see that, okay, I've actually learned a lot from it?
I did a wrapping with $500, but I cut the car while installing. To repair this car costed me $1,500. I learned that I should never hurt customers' car, and I have to improve my skills. Also, I let my employees have proper attitude against vehicles for the first 1, 2, 3 years.
Also, you're not, as an employer, you're not allowed to touch a vehicle the first 3 years.
No, it's not that they do touch, but they have to learn that before that is the how important.
So you're not allowed to cut, for example, the vinyl on a vehicle if you haven't been there for a while.
Well, we have knifers, so.
You do knifers everything. That's good. It saves a lot of trouble. One of your cars was chosen to the knifeless front, right?
That's right. Yes. Knifeless.
Yeah. Which one was it?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Knifeless. I love knifeless.
Yeah, I understand. You're a knifeless man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So where do you see the future of the industry going in Japan?
I think there will be more electric cars. Car companies might make only black or white bodies, and they let customers choose the color they like from a thousand of wrapping vinyl color ranges.
Mm-hmm.
For second-hand car shops, they just remove the former owner's vinyl and put the new owner's vinyl on.
So what you're thinking then is, if I get you correctly, is that car sales will be a bit different, right? The car suppliers will only give you a naked car that you can choose yourself what color you want on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you're reselling that car to a second car venue, then you get to remove that and put another color, up to you.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting idea.
Thank you.
So that is what you see the industry going, but what would you like to see happen in the industry in the future? What would you hope for?
Nowadays, wrapping vinyl has so many color ranges, and it's hard to stock all colors. In the future, if the inkjet media durability is improved, we can print any colors and nowadays, wrapping vinyl has so many color ranges, and it's hard to stock all colors. In the future, if the inkjet media durability is improved, we can print any colors and patterns by inkjet printer and put laminate on top. Also, laminate has many ranges, right? If we can produce any colors and patterns by inkjet printer or laminate, it would be fun.
That's interesting. So you're thinking that you're not going to have color vinyl from the factory, so that you're going to print yourself, right? And you're buying the color from maybe 3M or Avery so that you get the right color.
Yes.
That's really interesting. That's well thought of. What's the one thing that you've been thinking for a long time, but now you realize that you might be wrong about it?
First, to evaluate that our Chinese calendar vinyl is not good. Chinese vinyl, for example, tech wrap, is good quality. Two, For some people, experience is not equal to techniques. Some people have better techniques than 30 years experienced in stores.
Why do you think it's so?
So you should learn from other instructors all the time, no matter how experienced instructor you are.
Doesn't matter how old or young you are, you can still learn or be taught.
Yes.
What's next for Tadashi then?
Leading Japanese young rappers to the world. I want them to join various competitions and communicate rappers all over the world. I want to support them for their 10 years, 20 years, and 30 years future that they can lead this market. I built Japan Car Rapping Association last year to make a base for young people.
That's interesting. So you have your own association in Japan for rappers that you've started?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have many members?
Now, 27 companies.
It sounds a lot, even though. I mean, in Japan, like you said, it's big, but it's not that big. What advice would you give someone that's thinking of starting in the rapping business?
It's not easy, but if you can find something you have in yourself, which others don't, you keep going.
So just keep going.
Yes.
Tadashi, what makes you travel a lot? And you see a lot of people, a lot of rappers, and you talk to a lot of rappers out there, and you get to see them work in the different conventions and competitions. What do you think makes a good rapper?
This might kind of weird to say, but Tadashi always say that you have to talk to vinyl and you have to feel the cards, you know.
I understand him.
The good rappers can always talk to vinyl. That's what he said.
I like it. I like it a lot. Good rappers can talk to vinyl. I understand you completely. What is it that you love rapping the most, Tadashi?
I can express difficult designs and use various colors which paint cannot do.
So what car do you like rapping the best?
Race cars,
yeah. You get to do different stuff.
We actually been supporting many race cars for last 5 years, and every year we have to change the design and colors, and they are actually hear Tadashi's opinion what is the next year's design and the colors, what they recommend, and they ask Tadashi, and he gave them advice and they accepted, and that's what he really like about race rapping.
All right, cool. What tools do you love the most? If you have to choose two tools that you cannot live without.
Knifeless tape. I love knifeless tape. Edge sealer.
The edge sealer.
My tool. Yes, edge sealer.
Do you use it a lot?
Yes. Chrome vinyl installed always.
It gives you an extra security, right?
He installs chrome vinyl a lot. And if you have fingers, you can just push it with the edge sealer, so that's why. And he can make a good finish, and so he likes it.
Okay, cool. What is your favorite color at the moment?
If you are talking about vinyl,
yes,
I like crack, but chrome threes. In general, I like yellow. My house is yellow too. My Ferrari was also yellow.
It's a nice color. It's a nice color series, the matte chrome series.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you get to do a lot of matte of chrome in Japan?
Yes. Now, Japanese customers like matte chrome series.
Do you always use TechRap or do you use someone else's?
Yes, recently, for race cars, he used a lot of TechRap. And also the street cars also.
So if I take you back to your hardest project ever, which one was it and what did you learn from it?
We are hired by Toyota for their first project, which was to give them a partial wrapping of brand new cars, limited edition. We wrapped roofs, pillars and trunks because It was their first project. They spent 2 years for taking many different tests. After so many of process, we got this job. Each time we finished install, we had to get through a very strict quality control. If they find something in our wrapping, we had to do it again. So we try to improve our technique very hard. That was the most challenging and hardest project I've ever done.
What did you say you learned from it?
Toyota requested so high quality of finish wrapping, and then that was really precise details. And then at the same time, he saw that what is the point that they check about wrapping as a top brand, as a top car company. And then and so he learned if we follow this quality, probably we can do the best wrapping quality in Japan. That's what he's
Good learning.
Yes.
But it was really hard.
It sounds to have been really, really hard, yes. But it sounds like a good lesson. Yes. And you level up, you become better. What would you like to tell the rapping world? If you could talk to them freely now, what would you like them to know?
You know, he's been traveling around for many countries. And he's seen many top rappers. Even though your country is small, like Japan, top people have the same techniques, no matter which company. So we think like Olympic Games, and they each country have top people, and they are polish their techniques all the time. And it's rubbing is also the same, even though your country is small, and your rubbing market is still small, but top people have a very great skills. So that's what he wants to tell to the people.
Sounds great. Where can people find you on social if they want to see what you're up to?
Please go to Facebook, Tadashi Career. I update often. Design Lab, Inc., Rap Japan.
Tadashi and Yuki, thank you very much for being a part of the show, taking your time and sharing with us how it is in Japan.
Thank you very much. Really interesting
to hear how it is down there. And I really hope to see you soon. Maybe I'll see you in FESPA or in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes, he'll be there. He'll be in FESPA in Berlin in May. Also,
cool.
He'll be there. He'll be at SEMA, of course, as usual.
Will you be bringing some young Japanese rappers with you?
I don't know. We don't know yet. We might. Last week. In February, he was in Thailand. He brought two young rappers there, but we don't know yet.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a really nice day, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much.